This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you start your day, don't forget to put God at the center of it. After all, God's at the center of the universe, isn't he? That is, God made everything. Everything revolves around God and who he is. And that includes you and me. Our lives come and go on this earth, and history keeps on going. We're just blips on the radar, it seems like, when we think of it from that perspective. But God is always there. God is the one who started things and who sustains things and who placed you personally in this world as a part of his plan for what he wants to do in this world. So there's nothing more important than connecting personally with the God who made you, and finding out what he put you here for, and then throwing yourself into that. Life isn't about just having as cushy a ride as possible. It's about making a difference, and the best way to do that is to get connected with God, not just doing sort of the God thing in your life, but really getting to know God personally. One of the best ways to do that is to take a little time each morning and just read a bit of the Bible, God's message to us, and invite God to speak to you personally. We're talking this week about accepting God's schedule for our lives. You know, we like to think about God having a plan for our life and a purpose for our life, but when it comes to the actual outworking of that, sometimes God's plan doesn't have the same timetable as our plan, does it? And that can frustrate us. Let me read you a few verses out of Acts chapter 17 in the Bible. The Apostle Paul is writing, and he talks about how God made from one person every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and exist. Well, what do those verses have to do with accepting God's timing? I think that one of the reasons we can trust in God's timing in our lives is just the fact that God has all-encompassing knowledge. So unlike us, God has complete awareness about our world, about every detail of our lives. He has planned our lives. He's put us here, and he wants to work in us, changing us, restoring the brokenness of our lives, showing us his love, but also to work through us so that other people see his love and his activity in our lives. And so, when we're a bit frustrated, when we wish God's timetable was different than ours, we need to pull back. And as F.B. Meyer said, wait before him until the dust settles and the stream runs clear. Wait, trust God. In time you'll see what God is unfolding in your life, and you'll find it's so much better than trying to make life happen on your own timetable. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.